Thank you, Hayo, for this film. I've been reading the comments. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you a lot for being here, for making this film. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for having the opportunity. And it was quite a journey, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Could you help me out with a question? Because
yes, of course.
Like that.
I just announced the film that it was a work about several years that you have been a part of the coaching class, and that's still a work in progress. So the first question is, what made you decide to make a documentary about Barbara Scher?
I was making a short trailer about our class, very, very, very short 3-minute thing for the last day. And she came to me in a break and said, this is how you work. I said, well, this is how I work, yes. And she said, can you make a trailer for me? And I said, no, I'm not interested in this 3-minute thing. I'm interested in making a documentary about what is behind all your ideas. And she was surprised and then took some time, and then she said, yeah, okay, let's do it. And then the first shoot was actually in Toulouse.
Okay, thank you. And how was it working with Barbara? And how did you personally experience it?
Yeah, as this is a 2-day seminar here, I already said it yesterday. When we started, it was kind of, you know, I asked a question and she gave an answer. And that was also very okay. And we did, you know, she let me have a look, you know, into her working room and into her unbelievable strong coffee. I mean, this is jugs, you know, what she's. And then I never was allowed to see the brand because she was importing this coffee. And she said, you must not know what it is, you know, because there's so. That was very strange. But it was still kind of formal. I was asking a question, she was giving an answer. It was very, very near to what we know from her official announcements and seminars and so on. And over time, it gradually went into a more personal level to talk about her past and how it influenced her relationship to her parents. Very, very strange relationship to her father and so on, which in the end gave her the drive to do what she did. But it was not from the start. From the start, it was very, you know, like normal. And yes, and then in the end, it was that I wanted to finish the documentary before Ted. And then she came and said, look, I have an invitation to Ted. Can you come with us to Prague? And I said, okay, we make the last chapter on Ted. And after Ted, she phoned me and she said, no, this will not be the last chapter. So in the end, she didn't want to end it because she said, I have so much to say and I'm working on the new book. So this was the third phase, so to say. And today, for the first time, I put in the last clip when she's, you know, looking directly into the camera. There you could see that she was getting older over the process, and I was all the time struggling how to deal with this, to see, you know, also her getting older, and but in the end I decided, okay, this is how it is, and here we are.
And what was the biggest challenge?
For me, as somebody who wanted to get a grip on going behind, was, and for those who were there yesterday, I repeat myself, but it's nevertheless true. Barbara is not only a super smart and lovable person, but she's also a pro. So when you send in a keyword, you know, it comes back. I mean, she shoots back like a machine gun. It goes like dang, 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 dang. Pause, dang, 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 dang.
Mm-hmm.
And to get her out of that ritual and to get the other person that is more personal and to get a glimpse of that, that was always the biggest challenge. So this is why in the documentary I have something like 5 times the same story about a certain happening, and we all as coaches we know these stories, and to come behind the stories, that was the biggest challenge. And we did it by walking. You have seen, you know, she's sitting in the cafe. That's actually the cafe where she's doing the writing. So we went together to the cafe, and she sat down and said, "Yeah, look, this is where I do it." And this was the biggest challenge.
Yeah. And how did working on the documentary change or influence you?
This is also one of the reasons why I don't finish it. You know, and I have to do it this year because I promised yesterday that I will do it. But yes. For me, it was working with the material was like sitting in certain, you know, seminars again and again. So when I do my business coaching, I always have a little Barbara Scheer here sitting on my shoulder, you know, whispering in my ear, and it goes like, you know. And this combination of being very serious and having a lot of humor in the coaching is something that I take away, and is something that I try to also give my clients back, so that they say, this is bloody serious, but not so much, you know, like this. And this is also, yes, you know, from watching her like that.
Yes. You just mentioned that, and you asked me to ask you this in front of the audience. When are you going to finish this film?
Okay, this film will be now, this official announcement, oh my Buddha, will be finished in the other or one or other form this year, because I cannot wait another year. It's impossible. So during the pandemic, you know, I was just in another phase, but now, yeah.
I have a few questions. First, what is the full title of the film? My connection not so stable and kept kicking me off. And second, where and when will it be released? Third, can we please be notified when it's released? And will it be available for purchase on DVD or Blu-ray? Would you like to answer those questions?
Help me out with the question. Let's start with the last questions. Indeed, my dream, the whole thing here is filmed in 4K. That means I really wanted to see it at least once on the big screen. This was always my dream, and this is why I bought the cameras like I bought them to make this possible. And so I want to see it on the big screen. Now, in terms of Blu-rays and DVDs, what I learned in the last years, that obviously the way to go will be on Amazon Prime, or it will be on one of the streaming services. On the other hand, you have, I don't know really how it works, but all my heroes and all my colleagues go the streaming way, and they don't go the Blu-ray or DVD way. So this will be, I think,
probably right. Not.
And when it comes around, everybody of you guys will be notified, because somebody will be screaming on top of the lights in Hamburg and you will hear it. No, right. I have it ready. So, yeah, you're notified. So the title of the documentary is actually Saving Geniuses, because this was her motto, and it came very, very early. And because she's a writer, it will sound like Saving Geniuses, something like the life of Barbara Scheer in 7 chapters, or let's see how many chapters, but it will be, you know, parted in chapters.
Perfect. Thank you. I understand, Hayo, that he can't choose what scene to skip. Matthew is right. You have to record everything of you. She's such a humanitarian. Hearing her speak in original sound is so inspiring. I laugh and cry and laugh and cry and feel. Thanks for this. Send it to the world, everything. Hayo 2023, you all heard it. Can it go to the library streaming service Canopy? Somebody please make little Barbara Scheer statues to attach to our shoulders. I would so buy one. That's all the comments and questions. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
That's great. And there's one last thing I wanted to say. When she was talking about how she was writing the first books, she wrote all her books from transcripts. And this is why you can read them so perfectly. And the first book I personally was reading when I was in the hospital, I was reading It's Only Too Late If You Don't Start Now. And I always loved how her titles were the longest titles you could ever find. And after that, I read Refuse to Choose. Okay, that was short. So, and here in the documentary, it for me, it was unbelievable that she could remain in that kind of talking, kind of either you read her or you listen to her, and it's just one train of thought, and that was very astonishing. And transcribing what she said there, and because I did the transcription, is also stunning, because you read it and you say, okay, it's ready, just make a little bit, you know, here and there, that's it. Very good. And to be very fair, it is very easy to make a documentary if you have a talent like that in front of the camera, to be very clear. Okay.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harry.